The Gospel of John, chapter 20, verses 15 through 18. I'll read it for you. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you seeking?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. And Jesus said to her, "Stop clinging to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brethren and say to them, I ascend to my Father and your Father, and my God and your God." Mary Magdalene came, announcing to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord," and that he had said these things to her. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, and the members of 8,000 branch churches in the United States of America, Canada, Mexico, Guatemala, El Salvador, Nicaragua, Costa Rica, Panama, Venezuela, Colombia, Ecuador, Peru, Brazil, Bolivia, Uruguay, Argentina, Chile, Japan, Mongolia, China, Taiwan, Thailand, Vietnam, the Philippines, Malaysia, Indonesia, Nepal, India, Sri Lanka, Pakistan, Kazakhstan, Israel, Palestine, Egypt, Sudan, Ethiopia, Kenya, Uganda, Rwanda, Burundi, Tanzania, Congo, Gabon, Angola, Botswana, Swaziland, South Africa, Burkina Faso, Liberia, Cote d'Ivoire, Ghana, Nigeria, the United Kingdom, Ireland, France, Belgium, Netherlands, Germany, Italy, Greece, Russia, Sweden, Estonia, Belarus, Ukraine, and Dagestan. And local sanctuaries in Korea. And the members were attending this service through satellites and the internet. And all GCN and Manmin TV viewers. This is 2009 Women's Mission Devotional Service. Let's give all thanks and glory to God the Father who has guided us to have this devotional service. I also give thanks to all the devotees who prepared for this service with all heart, mind, and soul. God the Father has again given you a message about Mary Magdalene as He did last year. It is the same Bible scripture as last year, which is the scene in which the resurrected Lord appeared to Mary Magdalene first. There are reasons for the Lord to give Mary Magdalene such a blessing. That was because Mary Magdalene had such a beautifully good and loving heart. She also gave out the fragrance of the goodness that could please God the Father. Our Lord met Mary Magdalene first. God the Father wants to receive this kind of pleasing aroma of goodness from you of the women's mission. Also, and so He has given you the title for this message, God-pleasing fragrance. Devotees, please repeat after me the title of today's message, God-pleasing fragrance. Please repeat me after again, okay? God-pleasing fragrance. I hope you will reflect upon yourself through this message. By doing so, I pray in the name of the Lord that you may change into souls who truly gives out the aroma of goodness before the Heavenly Father. Dear devotees and members of congregation, what is the fragrance of goodness that pleases God the Father? First, it is service. When you serve others with outward deeds that come from the true heart, they can feel the fragrance of goodness. Those who serve from the heart will sincerely serve any kind of person. They don't just serve their seniors or those who are worthy to be served. they will obviously serve their seniors as is proper, as well as their juniors or subordinates. Whether they are children, adults, the poor, or the rich, they serve everybody. I hope the members of Women's Mission will serve, respect, and lift up one another from the heart. The younger should serve their elders, but the elders should also serve the younger. The lower in the position should serve the higher in the position and vice versa. The rich should serve the poor, and the poor should also serve the rich. The more educated should serve the less educated, and the less educated should serve the more educated as well. I hope you will serve one another from the heart this way. Thankfully, in this church, 1982, July 25th, we started this church. And since then, we have served each other without dispute or conflicts in this church. That's how we have been. Jesus said in Matthew 23:11, "But the greatest among you shall be your servant." We can see that in our church, those who follow this teaching and serve others have become the leaders. But if you serve others in order to be recognized by others, it's not true service. True service is to serve everybody anytime and any place because of your love for goodness. Jesus said in Matthew 10:42, "And whoever in the name of a disciple gives to the one of these little ones even a cup of cold water to drink, truly I say to you, he shall not lose his reward." Anybody can give a small child a cup of cold water to drink. The Father will be happy with this kind of service, and he will give us rewards. But there is a condition, saying, "In the name of a disciple." Jesus said in the later part of John 8:31, "If you continue in my word, then you are truly disciples of mine." Therefore, to serve in the name of a disciple is to serve others with good heart that is cultivated by the word of God. It's not service coming out of educated etiquette or human sympathy. It is when the goodness of service comes from the heart and is shown as true deeds. Such people, we hear the voice of the Holy Spirit and receive His guidance very well. So they can serve others exactly according to the others' situations. The members of this church, we know that we can see God only when we have clean heart. But we have many members who have clean heart. A servant of God delivered a message in the Brain Church. And she prayed for the members in the Brain Church. And she prayed with the things hidden inside the members' heart so that, you know, people could repent from the bottom of their hearts. So I was pleased because we have such servants of God in this church. Servants of God who can read the heart by the guidance of the Holy Spirit. We should have the kind of, you know, servants of God in this church. And the number is increasing. That's why I'm so proud. They neither serve too much causing embarrassment, nor too little causing feelings of discomfort. For example, even for a cup of water, they serve it in the best way in a given situation. They consider whether they should give warm or icy cold water in a glass or in a big cup or in a small teacup. and all other things to make the others most comfortable and satisfied. The aroma of goodness that God the Father desires comes from this kind of heart of service. Also, when you do not want anything in return, you can give out a thicker fragrance of service. Mary Magdalene served Jesus by understanding his heart completely, and she desired nothing in return. She didn't think the Lord would do something for her if she served him. Since she had received such great love and grace, Mary just served with a heart that could sacrifice her everything without sparing anything. Since Jesus had given her such great love and grace, she loved him. If there is somebody whom you really love, you would want to give to that person continuously. If you think, I gave everything to her with my love, so she ought to do this much for me, then it's not spiritual love. It is not spiritual love. You might be serving, you know, wanting something in return, thinking, you know, when I serve others in this situation group, I mean, this mission group, the members will acknowledge me, and I will be elected as a higher leader in the next election. But in this case, you cannot give out God-pleasing aroma, no matter how much you work and try to serve. It is the same in ushering and other voluntary works. You should not want something in return, thinking, I'm working this hard and the leaders will put me in a better position later. If you serve because you are just happy to serve even though others don't recognize you, it is the service of loving goodness. All the women mission members, just think of the leaders and presidents of the United Women's Mission. How much they have served you. They don't ask you to give. They always give. The president of United Women's Mission, they would like to give. They don't want something. Am I right? You don't say amen. They always try to give. They don't want to be served. They just serve others. 3 years ago, I was surprised. She had nothing to do with women's mission. She was just a cell leader. And she came to women's mission. And she was elected vice president of the United Women's Mission. I was surprised. The United Women's Mission, you know, haven't heard of her because she was just a cell leader. But you, I mean the Women's Mission members, you know, remembered her and elected her as the vice president. So I was surprised. And the next year, she became the president, and this year again. Because she served others. So all the members recognized her service. And the previous president ahead of her was also a lady of service. So we can see all the presidents of Women's Mission love to serve others. So, since they always serve, I am so happy. Psalm 51 verse 6 says, "Behold, you desire truth in the innermost being, and in the hidden part you will make me know wisdom." I hope you will remember this and cultivate it so that you, all your service will be the aroma of goodness that is pleasing to the Father God. Dear devotees and other church members, the second aspect of a God-pleasing fragrance is to rejoice with the truth. This is the attitude of sincere rejoicing when others bear more fruit and receive more praise, recognition, and love than you. The spiritual love in the 1 Corinthians 13, chapter 13, has this attribute. If all you members of the women's mission can rejoice sincerely, then being united in the Holy Spirit, you will be able to bear much more fruit than now. Suppose all you women's mission members can rejoice with the truth. Then, when one person is praised and commanded, it is not only her joy, but the joy of the entire women's mission as a whole. The joy will be hundreds or thousands of times better, greater. But what if you do not rejoice together, but become jealous? When somebody does something well, it will make many people uncomfortable. Eventually, that person who earns praise will feel uncomfortable as well. Which situation would you prefer? The former one or the later one? Obviously, it's the former. God the Father wants all of you to have the heart of goodness to sincerely rejoice with the truth. In the truth, there should be no evil. There is only goodness. The truth is the heart of our God and the Lord. When others are well off, you rejoice like it's your own good fortune. When others bear more fruit than you, you are thankful that they filled up the amount that you couldn't fulfill. When others go into the Holy Spirit quicker than you, you rejoice together, for there has come forth a fruit that fulfills the gospel of holiness. If you have this kind of heart, you will give out the fragrance of goodness that pleases God. At the time of Jesus, there were many other women and also disciples besides Mary Magdalene. When Jesus commanded somebody, Mary Magdalene rejoiced as if she had been commanded. If somebody pleased Jesus and became strength to him, she was grateful to that person. She didn't become discouraged, thinking, "Why can't I become strength to Jesus? Why can't I please him?" Neither did she have any hard feelings, wondering why Jesus wasn't praising her. She just remained at Jesus' side, fulfilling her duty faithfully with joy and thanks. Mary Magdalene always gave out the fragrance of goodness that pleases God. She is still giving out the most excellent fragrance of goodness, rejoicing with the truth. Mary Magdalene went to the position where she is loved by the Father the most among all women who have been saved since the creation. Now, how would she act if somebody comes forth as a more spiritual woman during these end times? Would she be somewhat disappointed because she had to give up her position of being loved by God the most? Of course not. All the women's mission wouldn't imagine it, right? She would rejoice more than anybody else. She was able to have gone out to the highest position among women because she had this kind of heart. Good and spiritual persons become happy and joyful when others are well off. when their neighbors, friends, or co-workers are praised, awarded, or recognized, they rejoice as if it were their own. When they love God, they will be happy when others are loved and blessed by God more than they are. They will not become discouraged, thinking, "Why does God bless her, but not me?" They consider others' blessing as their own, and others' joy as their own. I hope all you members of Women's Mission will be filled with this kind of happiness and joy. I've been to Israel many times, right? Been there 9 times, right? During my ministry in Israel, how could I unite all the pastors in Israel and become united with us? Because I served them. I served them since I started my ministry in Israel. They rejected me at first. What kind of country is Israel? It is the country that in the gospel was originated. And someone came to their country and tried to proclaim the gospel, who tried to teach them. It is out of sense, nonsense. So there were many pastors who, you know, thought that way. But since my ministry, they have come to know me. Many pastors and revivalists have been to their countries. But the pastors in Israel didn't see truth from them. But Dr. Gerald Lee was different. Dr. Gerald Lee kept what he has said. So even the pastors who rejected me originally came back. And they became the pastors who helped my ministry. And they are united with me. Because I serve them from my heart, sincerely and truly. And I went to Bethlehem. And I went to other places where our Lord was born and preached the gospel. When I do my ministry, my heart was conveyed to them. And they realized it was the true. And this gospel of holiness is worthy to accept. And they saw the power of God. That's why the churches of Israel became branch churches and associating churches. And almost every pastors in Israel came to, you know, unite with me. In a couple of weeks, I will go to Israel again. And most of the pastors will attend the seminar, longing for the Word of God, longing for learning the Word. And they would like to receive the handkerchief that I prayed. So I prepared the handkerchief, and I prayed on, and I put Russian, English, and Hebrew to give the handkerchief to them. They love to receive this handkerchief. They said they would like to pray with the handkerchief and heal people by manifesting the power of God. So I prayed on each handkerchief and I put them in a beautiful case to give the handkerchief as a gift. They saw the truth and then they changed. When they saw the truth, they realized it is true. They saw someone who can truly serve them. And it was something that changed their heart and that was conveyed to their heart. That's why they changed. And they made an organization to help us and help my ministry. Because it is the country prohibiting the preaching the gospel.
And 교회들이 다 돕기 위한 준비를 지금 열심히 해나가고 있다 이 말입니다. 거기다가 얼마나 감사한 일이에요.
So thankfully.
거기 이스라엘에 이제 또 기독교 우리 복음을 전할 수 있는 방송이 생기게
됩니다. And a new channel that we can preach the gospel will be established.
네, 방송이 생기게 되는데 거기에 뭐 또 저를 명예 이사장 추대를 했더라고요.
They want to set me up as honorary board chairman.
뭐 수천 명의 목회자들이 저를 이사장
Thousands of pastors recommend me as honorary chairman and they asked me to accept it.
허락을 한 것처럼 마치 그래서 그 제가 허락한다고 했대요.
And they already thought, you know, I have accepted it.
수많은 목회자들이 너무 기뻐한다고
And so many pastors are so welcome.
사랑하는
The devotees and the members of the congregation. The God-pleasing fragrance, thirdly, is to love the Lord more deeply in any kind of situation. When is the moment that you can feel the love of Mary Magdalene for the Lord to the utmost degree? It is when Jesus was taking the sufferings of the cross. When Jesus was arrested, most of the disciples ran away out of fear of also getting into trouble. They locked the door and stayed indoors. But Mary Magdalene, along with the Virgin Mary, stayed with Jesus until he died on the cross. She followed the Lord who was taking up the cross on his shoulder. She cried behind the Lord. Those ladies who served the Lord, follow the Lord who was taking the cross. The disciples of the Lord hid themselves, but those ladies risked their lives and followed the Lord. She stayed with Jesus until the end, with the kind of mind thinking, only if I could take the blood that my Lord shed, only if I can bear the pain of the Lord, how can I comfort him in his pain? How can I share his pain? But that's not it. After Jesus died, she was the first to go to his tomb in the early morning to put perfume on his body. That was when she became the first person to see the resurrected Lord. Many people followed Jesus when he was performing many signs and wonders. Mary Magdalene just seemed to be one of them at that time. But during those times, Mary Magdalene increased her love for the Lord. She received the words of the Lord as her own, and she bore the perfect fruit of spirit in her heart. As a result, she could show deeper love for the Lord when he was in the worst situation. Our love is the same. When we have spiritual love or fleshly love, when your loved one is in danger or in difficulty, can you still love that one, not betraying? If you can risk your life when your loved one goes the way of death, then it is the spiritual love, true love. God the Father wants you to love the Lord more deeply. The love of the Lord and the love of the Lord should be deeper in your heart. Many of you love him in the great depths of your heart. Yet, I hope your love will become even deeper. In doing so, I hope that you will be able to show perfect love in any kind of situation, just like Mary Magdalene. The more you are united in love, the more clearly you can understand another person's heart and deliver it. That is also the reason why the Lord had Mary Magdalene deliver the news of resurrection first. After our Lord was resurrected, she was the first one that our Lord met. Doesn't that mean she was the one who was recognized by the Lord more than anyone else? That's why even the place where the Lord was going was the death place of death. Mary Magdalene followed the Lord. After the ascension of the Lord, Mary Magdalene preached His resurrection in many places. Every time, she delivered the love of the Lord that was flowing out of her heart to the people. This way, those who met Mary Magdalene came to love the Lord too. In the same way, it is very important to be united in love. In the church, we can see the fruits of the leaders are different when they take care of the souls according to how much they are united with the Lord in love. The more they are united with the Lord in love, the more love of the Lord is delivered to the souls through those leaders. So the believers are also connected to the Lord and they grow in their faith. You of the women's mission must take care of some of the functions in the church in my place. I hope that you will be able to deliver my heart very well in carrying out those duties. For example, when guests visit our church, it is the women's mission members who assure them and guide them. Every year, just how many guests are visiting this church? Almost every week, sometimes dozens or hundreds of people are visiting. But always, the women's mission members are great help. They even go to airport and welcome them, and they usher them and take care of their meal. I would like to give sincere thanks again from this altar. It is through you the guests will have a first impression of the church and the senior pastor. In the future, we will have more events with outside guests. I hope that you will be able to deliver the heart of the shepherd as faces of the church on those occasions. Dear brothers and sisters, and all the devotees, using 3 points of comparison to the heart of Mary Magdalene, I have explained to you the fragrance of goodness that is pleasing to God. The first is service. The second is heart to sincerely rejoice with the truth. Just like Mary Magdalene, you should be able to serve, right? You should serve each other. If you are rich, you should be able to serve the poor. If you are well-educated, then you should be able to serve and love the less educated. You should be able to serve and love the isolated, the sick. You should be able to serve them more. The second is the heart to sincerely rejoice with the truth. You should rejoice with the truth. If you can, all day long, until the Lord comes, then you will have happiness and joy in your heart all the time. You will have peace. And you will have the work of the Holy Spirit all the time. Then you will become the ladies of Holy Spirit and God and the Lord. And you will have peace and comfort and joy and happiness. You should. You should live by the will of God. If you can rejoice with the truth, then you will always have peace and happiness in your heart. Why? Why is that? Let's say someone misunderstands you, or someone dislikes you, and they hit you on your left cheek. Since you are with the truth tells you to turn your right cheek to the person who hit you on your left cheek. Since you rejoice with the truth, you can act by the truth. If someone calls you bad names, You can serve them with joy and try to solve the misunderstanding by considering his situation. You become like that if you are rejoicing with the truth. And we have been doing that. In 1999, when there was MBC incident, even though we were unjustly treated, we didn't stand against them. We dealt with them in happiness and goodness. That's why MBC apologized, and we made an agreement not to hurt each other. And because of the 1999 incident, there was an explosion of the God's power. Since we rejoiced with the truth, we were not disappointed. We were not disheartened. Some people even said, Mammon Church will collapse. Whenever there were trials, we rejoiced. Whenever there were trials and refinements, this church came to stand on the rock of faith all the more. No matter what they say, we proclaim the gospel of holiness. We proclaim that God is alive, Jesus Christ is our Savior, and the Bible is true. We preached and proved that heaven and hell exist, and we try so hard to live by the Word of God, and we tell people to live by the Word of God. That's why we were loved by God. No matter what they said against us, we didn't stand against them. We didn't judge any church. We didn't condemn any church. Even though they tried to judge us and called us hypocrites, we rather loved them and we prayed for them. This is rejoicing with the truth. Our Lord did that. Even if someone hates you or curses you, you should be able to pray for him for the blessing. Since Abraham rejoiced with the truth, his nephew Lot tried to separate from his uncle Abraham. Then Abraham said, if you go to the left, and I will go to the right. Nephew Lot should have said, no, if you go to the left, I will go to the right. You take the better land. If you go to the right, and I will go to the left. But nephew Lot chose a better land. And what did Abraham say? Did he have any ill feelings in his heart? Even if I said so, Lot should have gave me a chance to choose a better land. Abraham didn't think that way. Abraham didn't have that kind of heart. He truly wanted his nephew to choose a better land. Since it was possible because he was rejoicing with the truth. Now, what was the result? It was Abraham who received the blessing. And Lot had to escape from Sodom and Gomorrah. Our Father God was with Abraham all the time and led him to blessing. And Abraham became the forefather of faith. If you rejoice with the truth, you will have peace, happiness, all the time in your heart. And the enemy, devil, and Satan cannot do anything with you. And the evil always lose. This is the truth. I hope that you will rejoice with the truth. Then the impossible will become possible, and the possible will be even better. Since we rejoice with the truth, from many overseas countries, many churches are becoming our branch churches. We have many branch churches. And even the chairman of great denomination in other countries have become our members. Because we rejoice with the truth. That's why more than 200 countries are broadcasting my messages. And other media and broadcasting companies want us to provide my message. It is difficult because they are using different languages. Sometimes we have to dub or we have to put subtitles, and it's not an easy job. English, Chinese, Japanese, Russian, Germany, French, Spanish. We made our programs in major language, but many countries request my message delivered in their languages. So it is very difficult and it takes time to provide them. All the members of the church, please rejoice with the truth. Even if someone hates you, don't hate them back. Even if someone calls you bad names, don't call them bad names back. If someone hits you, do not fight him back. With the heart of the Lord, serve them. Then you can give out the fragrance of the Lord, and you can give glory to God. And the Father God can be pleased with you, and He can give you blessing. I urge you to check your heart when others are praised or considered better than you. What kind of heart did you have? Did you have a heart of Mary Magdalene? Or did you have uneasy feelings in your heart? Or you try to repent for having ill feelings. If you have such ill feelings, then it proves that, you know, you are narrow-minded. Try to have broader mind and serve others and respect others. And try to become lower and higher, okay? How did you feel? Didn't you have any kind of discomfort or discouragement? Did you have such thoughts, but not realize that it is something wrong? Of course, some of you try to have the good hearts to rejoice together. I hope all the mission members will have the heart of goodness to sincerely rejoice and be united as one in the Holy Spirit. You can bear more fruit when you are united as one in spirit. Third, I told you to have the Lord and to love the Lord in increasingly greater depths in any kind of situation. That's because you can deliver the heart of the Lord better when you are united with the Lord in love. I hope that this message will become your life and power, so that you members of the women's mission will come forth as good and beautiful fruits of the Father. And you should become much better fruit. May you grow up as a trustworthy worker of the church to be used by God greatly and also receive love in the kingdom of heaven. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Let's think over the message and pray together. Hallelujah, Father. Thank you for your love and grace. Let this message, I delivered message about Mary Magdalene. The your pleasing fragrance is the service and is the heart to rejoice with the truth, and it is to love the Lord all the more in any situation. Please, let us serve each other without anything, without wanting anything in return. And we should be able to rejoice together with others. Just as Mary Magdalene rejoiced with the truth, let us have that kind of heart. Mary Magdalene with the Lord all the time, and he delivered the heart of the Lord to the others. And it is the heart that we need to work for the shepherd. But please help us. Let this message become life and strength, and let them become great workers in this church. And let them become all the more better fruit. Thank you, Father. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. This devotional service, all the branch churches in this country and many branch churches in overseas countries are participating in the same service. I will pray for the sick. Please lay your hand on the sick part of your body or infirmities over your body and receive this prayer for the desires of your heart. Hallelujah, Father. Please lay your hand on all the women's mission members. Father, thank you for giving us this message. Let this message become life and strength to these mission members. And let them love you all the more. And let them love others like our Lord did. And let them become one with the truth. Father, please lay your hand on the sick part of this body. From head to toe, and every intestine and organs and nerve system. Burn all the diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Be cleansed. May the light come. Father, please work on them, transcending space and time. Those who are receiving this prayer through satellites and internet all over the world. And all GCN TV viewers and Mamin TV viewers. So many people sent their prayer requests and they sent their pictures. Please lay your hand on these pictures and please give answers to their prayers. Joseph Han from India. Requested prayer to send a satellite dishes to Africa. He asked prayer for safe delivery of those satellite dishes. Please make his prayer receive answer. Tokikuni Yasuhiro, pastor from Japan, asked prayer for the third anniversary service and handkerchief prayer meeting of Okayama Mamin Church. Father, please let all the people be healed and give glory to you, Father. And please work on their third anniversary. He also requests prayer for the grace of the feast of blessing come upon their church. But please bless all the branch churches in Japan. Daniel from Kenya requests prayer for stopping diarrhea and a stomachache and the pain on all over his body and to get away from the evil spirits. All the evil spirits go away. All the pain go away. Diarrhea, stomachache go away. May the light come. We Marie from Singapore prayed for the customs and immigration service and let them become united together to do all the more for the kingdom of God. Chu Chung Young brother from Indonesia. All the blood cancer go away. Be cleansed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Be burned by the fire of the Holy Spirit. May the light come. Yonggon Cho pastor is trying, please bless best pastor Yonggon Cho who will try to have an event in Israel. But bless him. Let more members become instruments for the kingdom of God. Father, please make everything work for good. Duan Zhiran requests a prayer for her daughter and a son-in-law to have greater faith. Let them come to spirit. Let them repent and receive the work of the Holy Spirit. Let the family be evangelized. Paralysis, go away. Stomachache, high blood pressure, back pain, and hemorrhage, go away. Be cleansed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Skin disease, herniated disc, and stomachache, be burned by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Zhou Jinghua requests prayer for the breast cancer. Breast cancer, be burned by the fire of the Holy Spirit. All the pain, go away. All the fever, go away. Be cleansed. Stomachache, and the after effects of the operation, and lack of blood supply, be burned by the fire of the Holy Spirit and be cleansed. Give good job to her husband. And bless Zhou Jingwen, Wang Chungpin, Wang Yu, Tang Wanlu, Zhang Ziran to have good faith. Father, please work on them transcending space and time and give them answer, Father. All the members in this church, from head to toe, in every intestines and organs and nerve system, burn all the diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Let them see well. Let them hear well. All the blood pressure, high blood pressure, diabetes, diseases, be burned by the fire of the Holy Spirit. All the inner diseases, be cleansed. All the pains in their intestines, go away. Be burned by the fire of the Holy Spirit. May the light come. All the cancer, last stage cancer, pneumonia, leukemia, go away. Be burned by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Be cleansed. May the light come. All the paralyzed become body, become normal, and bless them. And let them prepare well for the feast of blessing. Let them realize what the fundamental problem before you, today and tomorrow, so that they can repent. Let them solve all the problems on the day of the feast of blessing. Please give them all kinds of blessing. Thank you, Father. Bless all these people in this week. Give wisdom and understanding to Congressman Mr. Byung-hun Chun. Let them serve for the country, for the people, and for his party. Let him become faithful, and let him become a good son to you, Father. Father, thank you. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.